Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When the United States Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case of Rudisill versus McDonough, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson used a simple analogy to explain the case. Just because military veterans earn the right to wear a red hat does not mean they haven't also earned the right to wear a blue hat. David DePippo is a lawyer who worked on the case, and he says vets should be entitled to all the higher ed benefits they've earned.
Nothing in the statute requires these types of veterans to throw away their red hat or wear it out, if you will, before they can put the blue one on. Instead, they have both hats. They've earned them both.
Timothy McHugh is a lawyer who worked on the case, and he says the Veterans Administration was trying to argue that vets were not able to earn a second hat.
And that flies in the face of the long history of GI Bills since World War II. You know, Congress has always let folks keep and retain and use the one they earned previously and, you know, have the red hat and then later get a blue hat if they won. So that's what I think Justice Jackson was really trying to capture with that very simple analogy.
The justices sided with the Richmond vet in a 6-2 vote, although supporters say they'll continue to watch the Veterans Administration to make sure they pay for all the higher ed benefits that have been earned. I'm Michael Pope.